OMG, did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast. Off the record. Just don't say it and don't hint at it. This is for guidance. What do these phrases mean and when should you use them? It's all going to end up looking like amateur hour. Okay, let's get started with the term that everyone's heard of but rarely fully understands, and that is off the record. Now, in my 25 years as a journalist, I rarely encountered this and rarely agreed to it. Reasons coming up. So, what does it mean? Well, the common belief is it means, let me tell you a story, but you didn't hear it from me. Well, strictly speaking, that's not actually the case. Here's how the Associated Press news agency defines it. On the record means the information you share can be used without any restrictions whatsoever. Off the record, this means the information cannot be used for publication. And that means everything. No detail, no names, no hints, no a source from within so-and-so says so-and-so, nothing. Off the record means just that. This shouldn't appear on air or in print. Now, just to confuse things, some journalists and their sources think off the record means unattributable. You can use this, but just don't quote me. So my advice is, before going off the record, you need to be clear that both you and the journalist you're dealing with have an understanding of what you mean. Okay, so if off the record means nothing can be used, what if you want to share a story but keep your name out of it? Well, journalists may accept information with an agreement described as for background or for guidance. Again, there are different interpretations of background and guidance. You might read or hear a report that says, a source from the government has told me, or a Home Office insider says, or friends of the Prime Minister say X, Y, Z. This is usually a conversation with a journalist on background or guidance where the story can be discussed, but not directly quoted or attributed by name. Again, you would agree to the terms of this background information and how as a source you would be described. So, for example, you could be described as a spokesman for an organisation, or would it be safer to go broader, such as a leader from a specific industry or sector? So, that's off the record, guidance and background. Let's talk about how and when to use these. If you're new to dealing with journalists, then the potential for getting it wrong is quite high. Just a quick aside, I haven't got time to get into this story here, but there's a great cautionary tale about off-the-record stories. Just Google Dr. David Kelly, WMDs. I'll put a link in the show notes. Right, when should you use these terms? Well, my suggestion would be, especially if you're new to media relations, don't attempt to use off-the-record guidance or background. Why is that, I hear you ask? Well, where do I start? Firstly, lots of journalists don't agree or have different understandings of how they should be used. For example, if I send an email to my local newspaper and the subject line says, off the record, can they print what's in the email? Well, technically, yes, they can. Because to use off the record, there has to be an agreement between the source, that's you, and the reporter. Just sending an email could be considered as not an agreement. You need to say, what I'm about to say is off the record, meaning nothing can be reported about it. And the journalist will say, yes, I agree. Or they might say, on the record, or not at all. Now, another pitfall is that people try to use off the record retrospectively in conversations with journalists. For example, you might accidentally give away some detail that you want to keep confidential and then say, oh, sorry, that bit's off the record. no dice. In this case, you're at the mercy of the journalist because, strictly speaking, you can't retrospectively make your words off the record. I had a conversation with a client recently who told me they'd done a magazine interview and all sorts of detail they didn't want out there made it into print. He told me, but I said that bit's off the record, and I told him, you didn't have an agreement in place before you started talking. I hear this all the time. So here are my top tips for using off the record. Number one, just don't use it. In my opinion, this is a term for politicians and lobby journalists. It's for sources and journalists who have well-established relationships and agreed terms of engagement. Next, don't tell a journalist anything you don't want to appear in print or on air. Remember, from the moment you say hi to the point you leave, they can report anything you say. If you want some detail kept out of it, just don't say it and don't hint at it. My third tip. Off the record isn't legally binding. I know, journalists aren't police, they're not lawyers. There's no redress in law if they print what you ask them not to. And this is the kicker. Even if a journalist agrees to keep something off the record, they're entitled to take that information and attempt to stand it up, corroborate it elsewhere from another source and publish it. Now, in my 25 years in journalism, I very, very rarely came across someone trying to tell me something off the record. I worked in broadcasting. It's much more common in print journalism and politics. You may feel like you're doing a journalist a favour by offering off-the-record details, but if you're not clear about what you're doing, it's all going to end up looking like amateur hour. Also, in some cases, an off-the-record tip just isn't helpful. You're presenting them with a story that can't properly be stood up or corroborated, and that's a tantalising but very tricky situation for reporters. All news outlets have rules on the use of unsubstantiated stories, so you are in fact presenting them with an admin headache. They may have to take what you've told them to the organisation's head of editorial policy and media lawyers, which can be a time-draining pain in the arse. In summary, if you're a spokesman for a regular business or organisation, you really don't need off-the-record background or guidance. Of course, off-the-record has important uses, and one of the most valid is for whistleblowers unmasking wrongdoing in an organisation. If that's you, proceed with care. Okay, that's it. If your organisation needs help with media training, get in touch. Email me hello@bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.